we did not play very well today. That I think that's stating the obvious. Really, as you prepare for playoff games, you know, the research will tell you the three most critical areas that you have to, you know, perform very well in are taking care of the football, taking it away. Third down is probably the most important, the research will tell you, and red zone efficiency. So I think we were about, you know, balanced in the red zone. I think we were equal in third down efficiency, but, you know, clearly the turnover ratio is something we take a lot of pride in, something we spend a lot of time in. We've been excessive, frankly, handling the football in the winter weather, preparing for the opportunity in playoff games, and we did not do a very good job handling the football. You know, turnover ratio is something that we don't lose very often. Quarterback differential is something that, you know, we're plus 42 for the season. So we did not play through our identity.
Did you sense
of
maybe some rust from the bye or anything?
No excuses. We practiced well. I thought Wednesday's practice was as good as the practice we've had. We had padded practices during the open week, padded practice this week. So there's nothing in the preparation that would have led me to believe that this was going to occur today.
Thank you. It was a 13-10 game. How deflating was that?
Well, I wouldn't call it deflating. It's 13-10. It's obviously a play that you practice on both sides of the ball. You know, the defensive call was the right call. The alignment showed you what was getting ready to occur from what they attempted. And, you know, it's about making plays. It's about big play opportunities in big games. And that was a big play, obviously, for the Giants. But, you know, it was a 10-point game at halftime and we had the ball coming out. So it was a big momentum play for them. But, we were not deflated as a football team.
Mike, what did they do well in the secondary? It seemed like Aaron had to hold the ball. Couldn't push the ball down the field as much as he had most of the year.
You know, I think the biggest thing was the self-inflicted wounds. I mean, the drop balls and, you know, I don't know how many first downs we had. We had you know, plus 20, I know that, so that's normal. But, you know, we left some yards on the field. We had some opportunities to make plays. We probably dropped back through it more than we wanted to. We had initially wanted to, you know, stay into a little more run mix than we normally do. And, you know, once the game got to a two-score game, we got out of it. I mean, the third quarter, I thought, was a turning point for us, having the ball primarily the whole third quarter and only having 3 points to show. That was something that obviously made us put us in a position to play uphill in the fourth quarter.
Rodgers didn't seem to be as sharp at any point as he's been all season. Why do you think that was?
I don't agree with your opinion. I wouldn't say that he wasn't as sharp. I mean, there's some throws that he probably wished he'd come back, head back, you know, the protection. I mean, those are things that, based on where I was standing on the field, I thought he played like he normally does it, but just the plays he was making with his feet. And but we missed some opportunities, you know, one to Greg and this and that. But I thought Aaron made a lot of plays tonight. So I'd probably give you a better read on that once you watch the film.
Could you go through your decisions to A, onside kick, and then B, just like that fourth and fly? Was that just
always do? Yep, the risk, you know, anytime you make a decision that has higher risk than normal, you tend to, you know, go back and look at it. So I'm addressed with the football team. I think it's important to be accountable for your decisions that you make in the game. Trying to put your players in a position to make an impact play was my thought process on the onside kick. And, you know, it's not the first time we've gone for it on fourth down. We were probably 5 yards shy of the field goal range that was established in pregame based on the win. So the fourth down call, I really don't have a problem there with the call, but I do understand once they scored, it did make it a two-score game.
Mike, how stunned are you right now to be standing there knowing your season's done after 15-1?
Doesn't feel good. It's not where I expect to be standing. I have to stand here, obviously, but it's not the way I felt expected to feel standing here. But it's very disappointing. It's a locker room that expected a lot more, and rightfully so. I wish I'd have did a better job tonight. So it's It was an excellent regular season, but when we clearly understand in Green Bay, it's about winning championships. So, just going to the playoffs is not enough. We're disappointed as a football team. We're disappointed for our fans. We had a heck of a run in the regular season. I thought we were playing very well down the stretch. You know, two of the five significant wins we've had throughout the regular season were in the last 4 weeks. So I was really anticipating us playing very well today. So I have to look at myself and go back and find out why I didn't have the team in that mode, because I thought the preparation was very good this week.
Two more. Defensively, I don't know, maybe it's a question better for later, but is a lack of a pass rush just something you guys need to address during the offseason?
Well, I think all offseason discussions, are really going to take time, as they always do. I mean, we look at everything. We self-scout every week. Our personnel department is looking at our roster and other rosters, throughout the season. So, and that's something that, we'll rev up and based on the condition of our roster and so forth. But, yeah, you answered your own question. It's really an off-season question.
Mike, what kind of lift would it have been having Joe here? Did you think it would be a big uplift to see him here today?
Well, I mean, it was great that Joe was back at work. I mean, I think that's stating the obvious. Joe called me yesterday morning, wanted to know if we'd have an opportunity to sit down and talk about him coming back to work. It's something he'd discussed with his family. His family wanted him to be part of the game. We talked about it yesterday. He had a chance to talk to the team before we broke meetings. Then we visited last night and just said, hey, why don't you sleep on it? And let's make sure you're ready to come back, because I didn't want him to feel he had to come back. We had prepared to go on into the game without Joe. We had our staff responsibilities already moved around. So if anybody knows Joe, as a lot of you do, he was here all day yesterday and then again this morning just to make sure he was ready to go. And then I think we got together about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and he said he wanted to do it. So we went right back to status quo. And really, from a communication network standpoint, I thought it was just like a normal game. So it's great to have him back.